I'm happy to be here again, catching up with Panzer and Destruction frontman Schmier. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. Nice to hear from you.
The album's out, you know, and the album's out, so is a lot of excitement, you know. Even if I'm in the business for 35 years, it's still the special week, you know, when the album comes out, the first 2 weeks when you do all the interviews, and the album is finally in the stores. It's nice and exciting still after all those years.
Yeah, yeah, and I see you're getting quite a response already from people, so you're happy with the comments so far?
Yeah, we had a lot of very good response. Of course, you know, what we do with Panzer, not everybody understands, you know, what we're doing, and some people always think you have to do something new and to be very innovative, you know, but for us, Panzer's paying tribute to the roots, and we're having a great time doing it, and we had a lot of people really appreciating this, you know, also that, you know, we're having no ballads on the album. The album is straightforward in your face. It's very powerful. And a lot of heavy metal fans are also missing that, you know, that the bands are, you know, don't fuck around. And it's just like the metal I want to hear, basically, that's what we're doing with Panzer. And, of course, it's nice to see that some people understand what we want to deliver.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
And, as a musician, of course, nowadays, it's different than back in the day. You can have response right away on all the portals, and people are responding quite quick nowadays, if it's on Amazon or YouTube or Facebook or wherever. So,
that's it, yeah. Okay, so as you just mentioned, it's full of hard-hitting tracks and very bold statements. Was it a conscious decision to write about the state of the world today, or would you say it's inevitable, really?
You know, I'm a spontaneous writer. I write songs when I have a gut feeling, you know, and of course some stuff was in the air when we were writing the album, and also that's the way the cover came back together, you know, it came back in the end. It was the circumstances around us that influenced the band, and when I write, I can write a really easygoing song that is very 80s and a little bit cheesy, like I'll Bring You the Night in One Day, which is just a song about being pissed off, having a bad day, you know, people go on your nerves, and then you write a song about it, you know. Or you write a song, in the end, like Fatal Command or something, that is a more of a diverse theme, or the Snowden track, We Cannot Be Silenced. It depends, on mood. I wouldn't say the whole album is that political. We have some very political tracks, some statements, and this other stuff is just dealing with life, you know, in general. Yeah.
Okay, so you've stated that you wanted to keep the old and original metal spirit alive, and that Fatal Command is in part a tribute to the new wave of British heavy metal era, and also the legendary Accept. So can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, I guess it's I see the album has a lot of, for me the album has a lot of new wave of British heavy metal, but people say there's also a lot of German metal in there. I guess it's because the German were some German guys involved, you know. When the German play British heavy metal, it sounds German. But it's basically, at the end, it's only rock and roll, and it, of course, has this 80s roots. And it was great fun creating this music, because for us, this is no pressure and unlimited songwriting possibilities, you know. When you write in our own bands, there's a certain pressure and a certain expectation. For Panzer, we just can go, and even if we have some quotes in the riffs, it's kind of cool, you know. I think it's just a tribute that we do when we write some stuff, and sometimes it turns out it sounds a little bit like Judas Priest or whatever, then it's like, yeah, wow, it's exactly what we want, you know. That's the spirit, and I really enjoyed that. So it was fun creating those songs, and I hope the fans will understand that we're not a kind of a rip-off band, you know. We want to play this kind of music because we have fun doing it, and we want to write good songs, of course. I think there's a lot of good songs in this record. I mean, the first one was good, but I think this one features a lot more good melodies and catchy moments.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely it is. And I must mention the extra track that's available on the Digian LP, Saxon's Wheels of Steel. That's one of my all-time favourites, so I've got to mention that one.
This was my first heavy metal concert was Saxon in 1981. On the Denim and Leather tour.
Right.
And that's basically also one of the first moments when Destruction, the members of Destruction, met at the concert. And the first song I could ever play on bass was Wheels of Steel, actually. Doctor from UFO. Those were the two songs. So yeah. when it came to a cover version for Panther now, I came up with the idea of doing Wheels of Steel, and I still love Saxon in this moment. And actually, the riff is only like one main riff in the song, and there's like a bridge or a chorus and a middle part, but you would think it's very easy to cover the song because it has not much riffings and stuff, and not very complicated riffing. But in the end, it was actually not so easy to cover because it has a certain feel, and there's not much happening, but a lot of counting is going on, and a lot of groovy is going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I ever played such a stripped-down song or ever recorded such a stripped-down song. It was quite interesting for me as a musician to do that.
Ah, and do you know if Saxon have heard it? Have you had any feedback?
I didn't have the balls yet to show it to them. I'm good friends with the guys, and I'm talking to Paul and to the bass player, also to Nip sometimes on Facebook. I guess I should send him the song, but I didn't have the balls yet.
you must. It'd be great to hear their reaction. I'm sure they'll love it. Do you have any personal favourites on the album at all?
A very special song for me was Satan's Hollow, because it was the first song we wrote together when we started the procedure for the new album. When we knew Herman would not be there anymore, and we had to create a new songwriting team, and we were asking ourselves, are we able to sound like Panther and to continue? And Satan's Hollow was the first song we wrote.
Right.
For me, it was do it or leave it kind of moment. And when the song was done and it turned out great, we knew we're going to do a second Panther. Yeah. Album so the song for me is a very special one, and of course it's the most Judas Priest moment on the album, and I'm a huge Judas Priest fan, so for me it's my favorite song because of the meaning of it, and also because it has a special Judas Priest vibe.
Ah, that's great. Yeah, okay. And of course they're preparing for a new album, aren't they, so that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, and especially because Andy Sneap is doing it, I'm expecting a great album. I'm sure it's going to be amazing because Andy is somebody that knows how to get it out. I mean the Accept album he did, the Comeback album was also fantastic.
Yeah,
because he kind of made the band listen to their old songs again and kind of brought in a lot of good vibes and motivation for the band, and I think that's very important as a producer to make the band understand that they have to fulfill a certain expectation from the crowd, and of course the band has to be willing to work with a producer, but in that point the producer is always like a good mirror of yourself and measurement, I'm sure Andy will do a great job on his Priest album. I'm really looking forward to hear it. Maybe my hottest expectation of the new album. Do you know when it's coming out? Is it coming this end of this year or next year?
I think it's next year, but I'm not sure of the date.
Next year, I met Andy lately on a festival, and he was quite stressed about it. I think it's a lot of pressure for him too,
Oh, I'm sure it'll be awesome. Yeah. Okay. Right, so going back to when Herman left, it must have been obviously quite a change to go through for you as a band. But then, of course, with the addition of V.O. Pulver and Hammerfall's Pontus Norgren, you now have a double axe attack. So how's it going now as a four-piece?
Yeah, I mean, when Herman was still in the band, it was actually his idea to bring in the second guitar player for live.
Yeah.
And this was basically the way when Vio Pulver, who was also the producer of the first and the second album, came into the game. And he's a very old friend of mine also, so...
Yeah.
But we never wrote songs together. We've been producing together before and stuff, but we never wrote songs, so... It was, of course, the big question mark. Is it going to work? Are we going to work as a songwriting team? Because we all know Herman is like a very experienced, great musician. He has a lot of skills as a songwriter. He's like a riff machine also. And that right away when we said we're going to continue without Herman, we said that we need a second guitar player. And Pontus was also a good friend of ours. And when you heard that Panther's looking for a guitar player, he was like, hey, I would be interested. And we were... very surprised about it because he's a very busy guy. He's also a sound engineer for King Diamond.
Yeah.
And he's very busy, basically. And but he really wanted to have the job, you know. So for us, it was like very tempting. And of course, he's a very experienced musician and a fantastic lead guitar player.
Yeah.
And for us, Panzer is like our kind of a hobby for us. We're meeting up as friends and want to have a good time. So it was very important for us to not just get a random... a second guitar player, and we wanted to have somebody that is really, that we know. So we know that when we hang out together, we're going to be having a good time. And
yeah.
And we also, we know we don't have so much time to rehearse and stuff. We let the music do the talking, you know. We're all professional musicians, and we don't want to discuss stuff for hours. We just want to play, you know. And that's why Herman, with Herman was a little bit difficult at the end. Because he wanted to write songs, and I think for him it's much better now doing a solo project, because then he's the boss, he can write his own songs.
Yeah.
And that's what he needs, I guess, after all the years where he didn't write so much. I think he has a need in him to be the boss and be the main songwriter, and I think his last album was also quite successful and
yeah.
sounded great, so I think... it was better for both sides. It wasn't the easy decision in the end, you know, but
I guess
it was good for both bands.
That's great. Okay, so when are we going to see some live shows from Panzer? I guess that's going to be a case of organising with everybody being so busy with other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but we all said we're definitely going to keep slots open for next year, and we want to play festivals with Panzer for sure.
Yeah.
It would be great to have a tour also. I think for the tour... we have to wait and see what's possible. And the same for festivals, you know. If the fans like the album, if the album is a success, then a festival promoter will automatically come and ask if you want to play.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for this to happen, that people are interested in Panzer coming to the festivals. And I think those songs are just screaming to be played live. And
definitely, yeah.
And so we definitely will find some space next year. Also, Pontus is not so busy with Hammerfall next year. They have an American tour and a few festivals and stuff, but they don't play so much next year.
Right.
So it's actually a good year 2018 to do some Panzer shows. And
yeah.
I'm very hopeful it's going to happen.
Great. Oh, cool. So we'll watch out for that. So we must talk about the brilliantly politically charged artwork. You said that you couldn't get all the idiots on one cover, but you managed a few.
Yeah.
You got a few there.
You know, we wanted just to have the most extreme people on the cover. You know, of course, people are like, we had a lot of pissed off people from America, Trump fans, that were like, oh, why is Donald on the cover with all dictators? And where is Angie, you know?
Yeah.
And sorry, but Angie is just not important enough. And, you know, we wanted to have the most extreme people on the cover. And, of course, Trump is one of them. And,
yeah, definitely.
And of course, the cover needs to provoke a bit, and don't take everything that serious. It's a comic, you know. It's supposed to be a little funny too.
Yeah.
That's something that some people don't understand, and that's also what we wanted to achieve with the cover. You know, don't be so uptight. You know, I also have lyrics about this. You know, that the world is falling apart because people are too uptight. You know, and.
Mm-hmm.
I see myself as a European citizen, as a world citizen. I don't see myself as just being German.
Yeah.
And I don't like the situation that's going on right now in the world, that the world is falling apart again, that everything's dividing, you know, the Brexit and And also here in Europe, you know, Hungary and Poland, everybody wants to separate. Now the Spanish wants to separate. And
yeah.
It's like everything's falling apart. Why? Yes. You know, for me, it's not a very great development. And that's what we are trying to express with the lyrics and also with the cover. And, of course, we're living at time of the history at the moment that in some years people will talk about it. At the moment, it's very critical. It's not the Cold War again. It's a different situation. And those people on the cover are just the most extreme people at the moment. And you could have put some more. I agree, but then it's like a CD cover nowadays. You know, it's too small to make all the details. You know, the cover still needs to be like catch your eye. And if you put too many people on the cover, then it's just like little ants. You know? We need just some characters, and that's why I still like the vinyl. You know, it sounds better, and also when you have the vinyl in your hand, the cover is just so much more impressive on a bigger stage, you know.
Definitely, yeah. So who actually created it? Who was the artist?
It's the same artist that we usually use for Destruction, and also did the last Panther cover. It's a guy from Hungary called Zsula.
Oh, right, yeah.
Zsula Havancsek, yeah. He's a famous cover artist from Hungary, and I'm working with him since like 15 years now, and he's also heavy metal fan and heavy metal musician. And actually, when I came up with the cover, he was like a little shocked at the moment. He was like, "Are you serious?" And first of all, he wasn't sure if he could do the comic style, you know. But and then he's on the other side. He's like, "Are you sure the Nuclear Blast are gonna release this? You know, isn't it gonna be too political and too, you know?" But on the other side. On the other side, he liked the idea, and actually, the cover was finished quite early. And I think we were in May or so, April, May, we were already done with the cover. And I was a little bit afraid that some other band might come with the same idea and do a similar cover, but nobody did.
No.
Because I think back in the 80s, would have been some more bands with a cover like this. In such a time right now, I think in the 80s would have been this cover would have been multiplied out by other bands. We're also surprised that Nuclear Blast didn't put a black cover on the cover.
No, I'm glad they didn't. Yeah, it's great. Also, of course, you're busy with Destruction. You're preparing for a new Best of the Old School release with Thrash Anthems 2 next month. So all's going strong there, and you've got a few dates coming up, haven't you?
Yeah. It's actually, it wasn't planned like this that we have both albums so tied together.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just happens this way. And the Panzer got delayed. Destruction is earlier. I thought, you know, we didn't even know that Nuclear Blast would do the album until like 2 months ago or so. So it is what it is. It's a little bit too much work in the moment for me. But on the other side, it's two cool products, and I'm happy that they're coming out, because let's say at the beginning of the year, I didn't know if Panzer would happen. And at the beginning of the year, I also didn't know if the Thrash Anthems 2 would ever come out, the Nuclear Blast. So I'm happy that both albums get released and the fans can buy them. And, both turned out great also. And both albums are very different. You know, the Destruction of the Old School album is very pure and very, very rough. And the Panzer album has a lot of, of course, catchy moments, and it's much more heavy metal. So
yeah,
both great fun.
That's great, and it's keeping you very busy as well.
yeah, it's good to be busy. You know, I don't like to sit home so much. We had our period now when I had to leave some space, so we couldn't play so much. So I'm actually missing the live shows. We had only a few live shows lately. I mean, we're playing every month, basically, with Destruction, but over the last 2 months, we only had like one show or so each month, and that's, I'm missing live shows. I like to be on stage, you know.
Yeah.
It's also the adrenaline and the physical workout, and you know, the live show is also, it's always a great thrill. So I think, I couldn't be a musician that just course in the studio and write music, I really like going on the road.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Well, hopefully we'll see you over here sometime in the UK soon.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, it would be time to play Bloodstock again. We didn't play Bloodstock in many years, so
yeah.
Hopefully next year.
Hopefully, yeah, that'll be great. Okay, so is there any more news before we finish this chat? Anything else coming up for you?
I don't have a third band. I mean, everybody's asking me about Headhunter, the band I had also for a while.
Yeah.
But I think then I would get a heart attack if I would have another band. But yeah, it's been a busy year, and it's been also a very successful year for Destruction because we've been touring so much with the Under Attack album, and now I'm looking forward for the Panther stuff. It's everybody's like, are you going to have time, like you said before? But I think when people like the album, we're definitely going to find time to play live.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Cool. Look forward to that. Okay, so to finish off, would you like to leave a final message for all your fans?
Yeah, we want to come back to play Bloodstock, or it would be great to play back a festival in England. So if you know any promoters in England that work for the festival, just name, you know, Destruction or Panther and force them to bring us over to the UK again. It would be great.
Oh, that's cool.
Because we didn't play an English festival in so many years now, it would be time.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that'll be great. Well, we look forward to seeing you, and good luck with it all, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A pleasure, as always.
Thanks a lot.